The reason why we are here is we're going to talk about Nas's latest edition, The Lost Tapes 2. I've been online and I've been seeing the mixed reviews by various people talking about the project. And I think I want to give a perspective on it because I listened to it. And overall, I want to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if we were doing the 5 mic rating, I would give it a 3.5.
Okay.
Okay, what do you say?
Me, I would give it a 4.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I'm going to be a little bit more generous, so.
Okay.
And my reason for the 4 is he's lyrically up to date.
Right.
His content, his creativity has not wavered.
Right.
And so for that, yeah.
Yeah, I like, see, like me, as a fan, I have to say this, as a fan of Nas and someone who has followed him all the way in his career, one thing that is solidified, and one thing that we all know, is that Nas is always going to deliver so far as lyrics is concerned.
Oh, to quote one of my homeboys, Nas is always going to cut ass.
Right.
Lyrically.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not one song where he could be like, you know what I'm saying? Just lyrically. I'm saying lyrically, he's always, and that he's always been, every album has been like that. I don't care if you're talking about the Kanye West album, or Stillmatic, Illmatic, It Was Written, Knox Thomas, First Lost Tapes.
He's gonna cut into that ass.
Right. So it's just a lot of people when they talk about, you know, like say the production, when they're talking about content, just subject content, this is where everybody kinda like has their mixed opinions on. And they always get that confused with who, you know, like just who he is lyrically as an artist. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say, like, because it's like, to me, it's like, okay, when I hear people talk about Lost Tapes 2 was whack or this, that, or whatever, it's just that those people, in my opinion, it's like, them motherfuckers are spoiled. You're spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're looking for him to come back with an Illmatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like when he came back with Stillmatic. And the thing is, right now in 2019, the schematics of how hip hop is just totally different from the Renaissance era. Let me say it like this. There were certain standards put in place for the average artist. It's like a lot of what we might consider mediocre wasn't allowed. It's like your beats had to be banging, your rhymes had to be on point, your hook, it had to be in the club, on the radio, for it to be even considered, you know what I'm saying, standard. Now in 2019, that's not so much the case. You have a lot of album filler type songs that's just in the medium right now, and that's what everybody accepts it. Oh man, this is dope, this is the standard, this. And somebody who came up in the golden era of hip hop, we're like, get the hell out of here.
Well, see, I've changed my tune, man, on certain things.
Okay.
The difference in what I think with the new artist, which I do appreciate, is that the new artists do take more challenges in terms of creativity.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You have guys who sit up there who ain't got no business thinking, trying to sing. They just trying it.
Right.
You know, just for the artistic whatever.
Right.
They're trying to do new stuff. Guys are trying to do different types of songs. You know, I'm not, you know, again, I'm of a certain era. So I'm not one who's into making me emotionally you know what I'm saying, deep songs that touch certain emotions and you have goosey knuckles and ready to cry on these songs and all that shit. But I do appreciate the fact that the new artists take those chances. Chances that guys of our era never took.
Okay.
You know, there was a different standard, I guess you could say. There was a different standard to uphold, but I try my best not to be overly critical of the new generation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, I'm like the old jazz musician. We're still critiquing the art from how we came up off it. It's just like I said, right. Again, it's just a new day and time.
But see, that's what makes Nas relevant to the time. Because if you're gonna go like on a jazz level, like the old jazz artists were doing, then you have to respect, you know, Nas's Miles Davis like approach.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
right.
The Jerome of Rack.
Algebra
would be, that's his bitch's group.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's when Miles changed it up. Now
right.
He's going, and then he even changed it up again, you know, with M. Truman though.
Okay.
With the rock and all of that other shit. With the guitar and all of that.
Okay.
Listen to that, man. This is a familiar thing when you say that.
Like I said, lyrically, come on, man. Like, and the experimentation of it.
And that is the bitch's brew.
Ah.
That is it. That's it right there.
Right.
Okay. Is 50 Cent going to do that?
No.
Is Jay-Z going to do that?
No.
No. They're not going to. And it's not they're not capable. It is that they are self-restricted. They wouldn't bring themselves there. They have a brand in there at this point where they feel as though doing a song like that would hinder the brand.
Okay.
And I don't even think, I know for a fact, you know, and I'm a 50 Cent fan.
Right.
You can't touch no shit like that.
Nah. Nah.
Yeah, but you have an aneurysm. You have an aneurysm, bro.
Right.
So, that's why I like it. That's why I give it a 4.
Okay.
But that song alone, you know, it raises the level of the album.
Right, okay.
In my opinion.
Okay. I can respect it. I fucking respect it. The Vernon Family, that was one of the... The Vernon Family is one of the standout tracks for me.
Yeah, see, that's all them dudes that was chasing it.
Yeah, see, that's vintage knowledge right there.
That was, he's talking about all them dudes that was chasing you that day. That's a whole nother story, y'all. We get into that another time.
All right, all